Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home, and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Hello, welcome to Raise a Wand. I'm Jessica.
Is that our name of our podcast now? Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
Oh my God, I was thinking about Raise a Wand.
I was like, I thought you were doing like a funny little bit. I was ready for it. I was like, okay, it's an all Raise a Wand show.
You guys, first of all, I'm so tired. Second of all, I was just looking at my Raise a Wand to make sure I had it ready for our segment because I'm
usually... You know, 30 minutes from now, 20 minutes from now, she's already thinking about it.
I usually just the little BTS, I'm like always scrambling to find my Raise a Wand as we're preparing. You know, every day is like catch can. I don't know about you.
You're getting it done.
Just getting it done. But I'm really excited about my Raise a Wand. Should we front load the Raise a Wand or no? No.
I mean, no. This is how we keep them listening all the way through.
Okay. And now I've hyped it up so much. That was it.
Oh my gosh. You know what I need to hype up for you?
Wait, this is Jen. Jen, introduce yourself.
I did.
Oh, you
and
did?
Then I actually told the name of our actual podcast, which is Fat Mascara. Hi, everyone.
Yes, we are a beauty podcast. We're pretty deep into it.
Yeah.
We've done this a few years now.
We have. And I've got some excellent news to report to you, Jessica
yes.
Matlin.
Okay, what's going on?
I went to see Marcela Correa,
yes!
the medical pedicurist that we had on just maybe 2 weeks ago. I am happy to report Jen don't have nail fungus. Remember, I was like the whole time, you're like, why do you keep asking questions about nail fungus? Because I was convinced that I had a toenail with nail fungus. And this is why you like go to a medical pedicurist or a podiatrist. She just started laughing. She was like, no. She's like, do you notice which toes you have it on? It's my second toe on both feet, which I just mm-hmm. thought like, oh, somehow I got fungus on those two toes and it didn't go anywhere else because mm-hmm. my second toe is a little bit longer and it's been banging into the front of the shoe and it causes like a callus under the nail, kind of on the tip of the nail.
Yeah, yeah.
So of course, Marcela fixed me right up. She cleans it all up. I got a little toe separator to make my feet lay
Oh, she gave
flat.
Me a toe separator too.
Yeah. So like, it's a relief. I had toe fungus when I was a lifeguard and it took like 2 years to get rid of back in like college. And so I didn't want that again. But anyway, I know you all for the last 2 weeks have been thinking, I wonder how Jen's feet are. Well, there you go. I have good news for you.
If you live in the area where you can go see Marcela, MediPedi NYC, if it's not too much of a journey, treat yourself on your birthday, on the holidays, make an appointment. You will learn so much about your feet. I'm telling you, I feel like I'm like, you know, doing like PR for her. I'm spreading the gospel. She is so awesome.
Yeah. Or a medical pedicurist in your area. And like she said, remember, they need to have that special extra training to do medical pedicures. You're not getting your little toesies painted. It's not about that. Yeah. It's better than that, guys. Oh, anyway, I'm very happy about that. And I have lots of other news to report to you this week. So we'll do that. And then, Jess, then you can raise your wand, okay?
Okay.
Let's do it. Time for the news. First up, Octocurl. That's right. This is not the octopus haircut, which I think I reported on a while ago. Remember when everybody was calling shags octopuses because it was like tight to the head with a little bit of the arms around the... No, Octocurl. Listen, beauty founders, I commend you for your your creativity. I'm not going to say innovation on this one, but it never ceases to amaze me the inventions people come up with and sell. Octocurl is a heatless curler that's kind of taking over the interwebs. I don't know if you've seen this, Jess. Have you seen this?
I have not.
Okay, it basically looks like a soft headband that encircles...
But I love that you wouldn't deign it to give it the word... You wouldn't call it an innovation.
Oh, no.
You're like, it's not an innovation.
The name is innovative. It's a soft headband that encircles your head sort of like a crown, and hanging off of it are about 15 pieces of padded fabric. So, you know, you put it on your head and you look like an octopus. And then what it does is a heatless curler, so people are... taking their damp hair, you put it on damp hair, wrap the hair around each of these fabric strings that are hanging. So they have little hair ties at the end that you can secure it. There are infinite ways you can wrap. You could wrap away from your head, towards your head, tightly, between the two things, blah, 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 blah. You secure your hair on the end, and then you look like you have an octopus on your hair, but then your hair dries, you take the thing out, and you have lovely waves without damage of heat.
Jen, this sounds highly innovative. Dare
Does
I
it?
Say it might be an innovation?
Well, here's the thing. All throughout the pandemic, I was watching on TikTok and Instagram, people with like cut up t-shirts doing the same thing. And remember those like 80s, nah, they were more like 90s. They were like the curler rods with a wire in it and soft sponge around it.
Oh, I think it was the thing when I used to have when I was younger, they were like hot tubes that you could burn your freaking fingers on.
Yeah, no, these
them.
Are, there were, there's also cool ones that you just put in damp hair.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's innovative that you can go to sleep with this because it's like a pillowy feeling. So it's not gonna, you know, hurt to lay down with it. But like you could, if you were crafty, you could do this with a t-shirt. Like I was like, I could make that thing. It's only $26. It's not like it's a lot of money. But like people are geniuses, whoever invented this thing, because of course, everybody and their mom and their cousin and, you know, whoever wants to make a little video of themselves on their phone wearing this thing on their head. It's like, remember when sheet masks came out and it was like, if we didn't have social media, nobody would have been doing all those fancy sheet masks, but they made for a cute little video, right?
Yeah.
Well, so Octocurl is everywhere. Like people are just showing off their heads with this thing on because you look like a goofball. It's kind of cute and fun. Octocurl.
I'm willing to try it. I'm willing to try it, but I'm so bad with stuff with hair.
Yeah, there's some user error possibly involved with OctoCurl. Yeah. I have seen some people get all excited, like, look at my hair, it's curled. I'm like, that looks like some bad crimping that I could have done in, you know, eighth grade. But like, it depends on how you wrap.
Now, to be fair, I haven't seen this, so I don't know if it's a fair analogy, but I remember, do you remember like in the 90s or not, it wasn't the 90s, but like the early 2000s, like the Bump It came out that you put like a...
Yeah, that was like a little foam thing to make your, when we did the poof, like the Fergie. Fergie was doing the poof ponytail.
I mean, I don't know if it was the early 2000s, but it was in the 2000s, you know, the Bump It. And I remember my mom being like, oh, it's like a sock bun. We always put a sock in our buns when, like, in, like the, in the 50s or 60s or something. And I was like, well, this is cooler, you know?
No,
this kind of reminds me of like what you're saying. People have been cutting up t-shirts and doing, you know, all kinds of crafty
soft
stuff.
Soft curlers, you could see pictures of Marilyn Monroe with like fabric tied in her hair for soft curlers. But
exactly.
Do not discount the power of copywriting. You come up with a cute name, the Bump It, right?
The Bump It,
the Beach Waver. Like, what
else? I don't want to hear about your tube sock.
No.
Get a Bump It. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Get an Octo Curl. So
yeah.
I don't think I'm going to partake, but I do kind of just love, you know, the community aspect of everybody showing off their Octo Curls. So that's
really
cool. That's big right now. Okay. This week in celebrity news, we are so saturated in the celebrity beauty market that celebrity lines are now doing collaborations with other celebrities.
Oh my gosh.
If that makes sense. Basically, yeah. I'm saying...
Sadly, it does. It does make sense.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Kylie Cosmetics has a Kendall collaboration, which is just like... It just makes me laugh.
Oh
so Kylie Cosmetics, as you know, is its own parent company now. And I'm sure she was like, Kendall doesn't have enough money. We need to give Kendall a collaboration. So Kendall has a line that came out. It's a lip
crayon.
Help
a sister out.
Yeah. It's a lip crayon, lip gloss, lip cheek highlighters, and an 18 pan palette and warm shades. I think the most interesting thing, I mean, I've seen these products before, is the palette. This is generous saying this is innovative, but they're not calling it eyeshadows. They're calling them pressed powders. You know, a nod to the fact that you can wear them anywhere, which I'm pretty sure most of us have already figured out about a pressed eyeshadow. You know, you could put that wherever you want.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And better news related to that, though, Kris Jenner
I'm going to back it up. The eyeshadow thing. So if there's, it's a pressed powder that you can wear anywhere versus calling it an eyeshadow.
Yeah, because they're the size of an eyeshadow compact. It's an 18 pan palette. It looks like an eyeshadow palette, but they haven't named it as such. They've called it pressed powders.
I'm going to say one thing. I was at an event recently with a lot of editors who were, you know, some were in their 20s, some were in their 30s. And when they got to the eyeshadow segment of the, you know, makeup kind of portion, the lead, this is anecdotal. This is completely anecdotal. The editors were the least interested in the eyeshadows. So I wonder if that was just kind of, I don't know if it was instinctual or if it was like a
They're
real
not limiting the
thing.
Market they're selling to, because if they called it eyeshadow, everybody'd be like, I have enough eyeshadow. We're over
right,
eyeshadow.
Where versus 10 years ago, it was all about eyeshadow palettes.
That's very true. And now you can just have your pressed powders and dust them wherever you like. Perhaps.
Yeah. Just something I'm wondering about.
You know who might have had a hand at that? Momager Kris, because she was at the party for the launch. And in other beauty news, she has a new hairdo. Kris Jenner has a bob. And this is something, considering she's been sporting a look. I'm going to call the look she's been sporting the Carrie Strug. She's been sporting the Carrie Strug since the 1980s. And that is no diss on Carrie Strug. I love Carrie Strug. Should I say who Carrie Strug is? Do you think people know who Carrie Strug is?
I think you should do a little kind of summary who she is, because we have listeners. We have a very wide demographic of listeners, which I'm very proud of.
Carrie Strug is my ex-boyfriend's cousin's ex-girlfriend.
Whoa. The ID that I was going
This is actually funny.
I hit a Wheaties box.
Carrie Strug is a gymnast who won gold on the vault she won gold for the American team with this famous vault where she hurt her knee when she landed. What was it? 98, I want to say, like late 90s.
It was 90s. Yeah, it was late 90s.
Not that long after, maybe like 10 years after that, I went to a family reunion with an ex-boyfriend and his cousin was dating Carrie. And they had a trampoline in the backyard. And of course, I was like up on the trampoline all fun, thinking I'm great.
You're like, Carrie, watch this.
No, I didn't know she was there yet. And so this woman, very short woman, comes up and was like, can I come on? And I look and I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, there was all kids and me. And it was freaking carries. So she starts jumping and I was like, this woman has insanely good form on this trampoline. So I just sort of like backed away because clearly anything I was going to do was not great. And then I like got off and my ex whispered to me like, that's Carrie Strug. And I knew immediately who it was. So then like the whole family reunion gathered around and she started doing like insane stuff, like jumping super high and doing like flips with her legs straight. Just a couple here and there. She's a very shy person. And I was just like, well, this is the greatest thing ever. And thank God I got off the trampoline because like that would have been embarrassing. What if I was like, all right, let's have a jump off.
That's totally what I was picturing.
You could see me doing it, right? Just be like, I could take
1,000%.
We're like not realizing it's gold medalist Carrie Strug. No. The first jump she took, I was like, oh, like her toes were pointed. It was like perfect form. And I was like, something's happening. But yeah, it was Carrie Strug. Anyway, her hair.
Oh my God.
She had that cute little short. It's not a pixie. Some people call that a pixie. It's not a pixie. It's longer than a pixie. And Kris Jenner, I feel like, has been doing that hair forever. But now she's got a bob and it looks great. Good for you, Momager. All right. Wow. I don't know how I brought my ex's family reunion into that news.
I'm
but
laughing
there you go.
So hard. My face hurts.
Can I borrow your business desk for a second, Jess?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll slide over. Sure.
I have scintillating patent news.
Okay.
Defenage Skincare. Defenage just announced two new patents. One for their defensin molecules that help with hair loss and alopecia. And one for the defensin molecules in their skincare treatment that helps with melasma lesions. The patents to me are like, okay, a lot of times beauty companies get patents. But I realized defensins we haven't ever talked about and they aren't widely used in topical treatments yet, but they look kind of promising. They're these antimicrobial peptides and applied topically, they spark like a wound healing response. So obviously in like skin, you know, that has skin benefits. Mm. And on your scalp, it could sort of stimulate dormant hair follicles. So they're patenting up on their defensins. And I will show you the products. I have to be honest, I have not tried any of them yet. They are pricey. And that is part of the reason I haven't tried them. The serum that has the most potent like concentration of this complex that uses the defensins is $264. So maybe they have a patent out on that.
And so defensins is you're saying like we should be
hot
looking out for this. Hot new ingredient. Okay.
Well, maybe not because they wrapped it up in a patent. So maybe nobody else is going to be using defensins. We'll see.
Okay. Yeah, I was about to say, have you heard about this ingredient across other brands or this is proprietary too?
I have not. Have you?
I haven't.
Right. So
I'm learning.
You heard
on
it here first. Defensins.
Okay.
Something to keep your eye on. That wasn't our science corner though. So let's go to our science corner. So last year, the FDA cleared Elicor, a micro-coring device. And it's just starting to trickle into derms offices. And I feel like people are going to be having questions about this every time there's a new treatment. So I wanted to give you guys like a little update on what Elicor is in case you're curious. Or if you're like, I haven't heard of that yet, I'll tell you about it. So this is a device that performs a micro-coring procedure. This isn't a laser. There's no energy involved. It's not micro-needling. Basically, it removes... trigger warning, kind of gross. It removes microscopic cores of your facial skin during this treatment. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes and they remove like 10,000 to 12,000 like microscopic little, like almost like if you got a punch biopsy, but teeny, teeny, tiny. And then these wounds heal, triggering wound healing again, and that improves laxity and helps tighten skin. So as you can imagine, you need an anesthesia to get this done because it's like, sounds like it would be a little bit painful without it. But it only takes like 10 minutes. They do a nerve block in the office. A downtime is about a week. There's swelling, bruising, maybe some oozing. This is not a lunchtime laser, people. This is a serious procedure. But to me, it's interesting because laxity is not something you can fix with like filler or Botox or Xeomin or Dysport or neuromodulators or any of that. Like you could do the threads, maybe they pull tight, some surgery, but there's not a lot of options. And this sort of helps with laxity. I looked at the before and afters and the woman that I saw had it, you know, saggy jowls along the jawline and it really looked tighter. You're sort of like shrinking up your skin. It's like, there you go.
Yeah.
That's all I got for you. That's my scientific sound effect. So expect to hear more about micro-coring and just know when your friends are like, oh, did you hear about micro-coring, this hot new thing? First of all, you heard about it here on Fat Mascara. Second of all, this is not like easy peasy, like let's just go for like a laser. Like, you know, this is a serious thing.
Yeah, this is a really exciting new category of, I would not say minimally invasive because it is pretty invasive.
Did I make that clear?
procedures. There is definitely some, you're causing a pretty, major wound
to
the skin. Yeah, this is not Botox. It's definitely a big step up from microneedling, but it's not a facelift. And we wrote about this, and actually this month's April Bazaar, Renee Zellweger is on the cover, if you're going to check that out. And Jamie Wilson, the lovely Jamie Wilson, wrote about this. So if you're interested in it, the one thing that I've learned from, you know, Jamie's research is that if somebody promises you that this is like just like a facelift, or like, if you know, you could do a facelift, but you know, this is really kind of the cheat. It ain't a cheat. Mm-mm. There's nothing like a facelift, but this will, to Jen's point, give you that firmness. And, you know, it's definitely a step up from filler.
It's something totally different than filler. Cause you could not, if you filled along your jawline, you're not going to get rid of laxity.
It's that, yeah, you're going to get, you're going to have tightness and
a more voluminous jawline. So maybe Right. Tauter skin, but still saggy. Right. So yeah, that's not what that's for. But yeah, check it out. Okay. Moving on, our last news item here, the United States Fragrance Foundation revealed its nominees for the annual Fragrance Awards. And one of the nominees is...
Oh my God.
Rodrigo Flores Ruiz. No, just kidding. It's Jessica Maatland. Rodrigo got a bunch of awards too.
That would be so funny. I was like, oh my God, she's going to like troll me so hard. That's so funny.
No. Jess's story, Why Are We Still Describing Perfumes as Oriental, was nominated for the Fragrance Editorial of the Year, along with four other amazing pieces. You can check out the winners. I'll link to them. And this is the Oscars of the fragrance world. Most of the awards obviously are for perfumes, but congrats to Jess. I do want to share just something else, because I went to the luncheon where they announced this. And by the way, Rodrigo Flores Rue, I feel like every other perfume that got, you know, a nod, he had created. But so the category cool to me that I thought was the coolest, and I didn't realize this because I've never been a judge in this category, is perfume extraordinaire. And what they do is they decant the perfumes into like neutral bottles. So nobody knows what brand it is. They're not influenced by the bottle at all. And the judges in this category are all perfumers, not like, you know, fragrance experts or journalists like me. So I think it's like really indicative of like, okay, this is the good juice right here.
So cool.
So, I like some of the nominees. So I'm just going to point them out. D.S. and Durga. We've had that founder on, by the way.
Yeah.
David Seth Moult.
I always think of you whenever D.S. and Durga comes up, because I feel like you love their fragrances so much.
I do love their fragrances, and I love David. And it's just, yes, it's a mutual, like, I don't know, just like vibes with my brand, my personal brand. St. Vetiver from them got a nod. Killian, look at this, another founder.
Love Killian.
He's not the perfumer of this, but he's the founder. Yeah. Le Vert, if I said that correctly. Lilanor Parfum. Davina Cidre, a cedar fragrance. Mason Margiela Replica. Matcha Meditation. This one I actually have a bottle of and I've worn. I feel like tea fragrances are making a comeback. Black tea, white tea, green tea. This one is like a very interesting green tea scent. It has that like powdery, milky quality that matcha tea has. And then from Tom Ford, Eben Fumé. And the perfumer on that one was actually Rodrigo Flores Rue. So the awards, I think, are June 9th. I'll link to all of the nominees. I should point out also, there's also a UK Fragrance Foundation, which I feel like we have a lot of listeners in other countries, Australia, South Africa, UK, and we never talk about that. They also did their nominations and they call their editorial awards the Jasmine Awards. When you lived in England, did you ever get a nom for a Jasmine Award?
Oh, no. I didn't get a nom for any awards.
because they do. I don't know. I'm just asking. I know you're a fragrance writer. And they actually do like seven categories just in editorial, unlike just the one here in the US. And I just wanted to point out a couple cool websites/blogs that got multiple nominations. The Stacked Letter rakescentsperfumesociety.org, and We Wear Perfume. All great websites, all with several nominations. So I'll give a list to their link of nominations as well. I'm not quite sure why the two foundations, they use the same logo. I want them to like get together and do like the Global Fragrance Awards.
So cool.
That'll make my life easier. No, just because—
That's great info.
You know, I was unaware of some of these writers that I'm now going to be following more because, you know, I love a good fragrance story.
You know what? There's another, I believe it still exists, but at least of like last year it exists, but there was another great organization called the Perfumed Plume Awards for fragrance writing. I wonder if they're still doing stuff. So Perfumed Plume Awards, I'm sorry that I don't know what's going on in 2022. They've always had great awards winners and have introduced me to new writers.
Oh, cool.
Perfumed Plume. Also, I just love saying that. Perfumed Plume.
Also Jasmine Awards. It's just like, that's nice too. So Jess, best of luck. They'll announce, I guess, in June, and we'll cross our fingers and see if you won.
It's an honor just to be nominated.
Yes. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset, so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area, so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves
works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs, one day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day, and we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Okay, it's finally the moment I've been waiting for. It's time to raise a wand. Sorry, I was such a weirdo in the beginning. I was just so excited. All right, I'm going to hand the mic over to our friend Katie from Massachusetts.
Hi, Jess and Jen. This is Katie in Massachusetts. I wanted to raise a wand to the Ren Skincare Global Protection Day Cream. Here in New England, it's still pretty cold and my dry skin is even drier. And even though I have dry skin, I don't really like the feel of a heavy cream or moisturizer. I can't stand that like occlusive feeling on my face. So what I love about the Global Protection Day Cream from Ren is that it feels more like a gel cream, if that makes sense. It's very hydrating, but it feels very light. It's formulated for sensitive skin. So what I love about that is I can still use my higher potency like treatments and serums under it without worrying about over-sensitizing my skin. My only gripe with it would be that it doesn't have a sunscreen in it, but it does cocktail very, very nicely with my CC cream, which does have a sunscreen. So we're good there. Ren is cruelty-free, PETA-approved, vegan, made with recycled plastic. So it checks all those good boxes. This moisturizer retails for $50 US, so it's not a drugstore find, but it's certainly not a major splurge either. I would say a full-size bottle lasts me a good almost 3 months. So yeah, I love it. Raise a wand. Thank you so much for the podcast. I love what you guys are doing.
Katie, thank you so much. Also, can I point out, I love Ren's little sample tubes that are all aluminum, don't even have a plastic cap, just an aluminum thing you sort of poke it with, like recyclable. Love that. Also, I have to hit pause, guys. I just want to let you know, I feel like this was clear, but if not, I cannot give every single listener a free product anymore because it has turned into a shipping center over here at Fat Mascara headquarters, aka my apartment.
So I knew this was going to happen.
I knew.
I don't know what I was thinking. Your head.
So if you send one in March and like during the time that we were doing that, you know who you are. Caitlin, you got your In Beauty lip glazes. Whitney, dear, your cream blushes are finally shipped. We had like some trouble getting her the right shade, blah, blah, blah. Sorry that took so long. Anna got her Versed serum a while ago. That doesn't mean you should stop sending us your Raisa wands. Do it for the good of the podcast. Do it for your fellow Fat Mascara family. Call us 646-441-8182 or record a little voice memo, not while you're driving, and email it to us, info@fatmascara.com. All right, Jess, please go ahead. Everybody wants you to.
Okay. Drum roll for the Fat Mascara Raisa wand that I just couldn't wait to tell you about. I have actually had feet on the brain since Marcella recorded. She left the Fat Mascara virtual stude. And I bought myself some urea. I got some urea 40% cream off of Amazon.
Okay.
By Pure Sources, by Pure Organica. This is not a sexy product. This does
Even
not
the name of that ingredient always makes me laugh. Like,
yeah, I know, urea. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's sounds like something in health class. Sounds like it's on a diagram. It's the most unattractive product that I've owned. It's like really not, does not have a lot of shelf appeal.
But
boy, does this thing really, this thing, I don't say it's transformed my feet yet, but it's definitely given me a 30% increase on my disgusting, gross, cracked.
Let's make it 40%. Feet. 1% for each concentration of urea in the product.
When you go on the website, I got off of Amazon. When you go on the website and they have their before and afters, like I have to just quickly scroll through it because it's so disgusting. It's like really gnarly, the photos. It's $15.99. Uh-huh. It says callus remover, moisturizes and rehydrates thick, cracked, rough, dead, dry skin. I mean, like they're going for the gore. I'm really noticing a difference.
I wonder what your feet looked like before. It's so funny. You, Caitlin, everybody's so dry these days. Not Caitlin, sorry. You know, Katie from Massachusetts.
I think it's like padding around my hardwood floors for the past, like, you know, couple of years.
Wait, Marcella literally just talked to me. I'm telling you, you sit in the chair and you learn every minute you're learning something. She said she sees all the time people who walk barefoot on hardwood floors have the driest feet because
but
wood
I'm
is
not even
porous.
Walking barefoot a lot. That
well,
lot.
Socks
I think it's
stuck
just
in
we're
the
not in shoes.
She said it doesn't matter. Yeah. Without shoes, hardwood floors dry out your feet. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. My feet are not cute.
Why don't you get some wall-to-wall carpeting?
People make fun. I don't know. I didn't know that wall-to-wall carpeting was like not a thing. I like carpet. I think it's very luxurious.
So get some.
I love carpet. I rent. I don't own. I can't start putting one in wall-to-wall. But if I do own, I might do wall-to-wall, and I didn't know that was not, like, fashionable. I like a nice, thick pile of carpet.
Pile of carpet. Carpet pile. Yes.
Carpet pile. High pile carpet. High pile. Whatever. My feet are dry so much, and let's get to Jen's thing in a second, but Lake will look at my feet, and she'll touch it. She'll go, hurt? Mommy, hurt?
Ice pack?
Because of the dry skin.
Ice pack?
And she goes, cream. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. She's so concerned about people's health. But I started putting on the cream and she's saying that less. So get this cream if you have disgusting feet like me and see where it takes you. It's not that expensive.
What's the name again? Like, I'll link to it on our Shop My Shelf, which is in the show notes. Just a reminder to everybody.
Yes. Pretty sure this is a brand we've not mentioned before in Fat Mascara, but that doesn't mean it's not fantastic. Pure, P-U-R, Organica, all one word, urea 40% foot cream.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Jen, bring the glamour.
Let's talk about lip filler that I don't have. I got lip filler once when I was like 35, just like a teeny tiny bit. I wasn't ready to go. I'm not ready to do lip filler. I just feel like sometimes I can always tell when people have lip filler. So like I always try like, you know, if a lip plumper comes out, I try it, whatever. I just tried one that they're calling subtopical, which is just fancy marketing for being like, penetrates really deeply. I was so irritated and red. It looked like a clown around my mouth for like hours. And then I saw Charlotte Palomino do literally the day this happened to me, a video about a plumper that did that to her. I'm sure she was sent the same one. Anyway, so I'm lowering a wand to that. But however, I'm raising a wand to—
Is there a lesson there though for our listeners?
Patch test, a lip filler. I don't know. Mm. Some of them can be very irritating because that's how they get the plumping effect, you know, with a little capsaicin or some menthol, or, you know, if it penetrates too deeply, you know, with an acid, it could. Anyway, lips are sensitive. So U Beauty Plasma Lip Compound. Tina Craig keeps bringing the hits. I know when she came on our podcast, it was like, no, this is my one product, but she hinted that there would be more, but if they made sense, I've really liked a lot of the stuff that she's come out with. I was hesitant to raise a wand because this product is $68. But then I saw Hillary Kerr's newsletter, you know, the Second Life podcast host, former co-founder of Who What Wear. She was obsessing about it too and had the same issue as me, which is like, I'm sorry I have to obsess about this because it's $68, but it's amazing. And it is. It's my day off lip look and it actually has plumped. I think like I've been using it for the course of a week.
Wow.
You know, just those little lines that are right along the edge where you're like, what did Jane Fonda said? The gravelly road.
Yeah,
gravelly on our road. Podcast. Thank you, Jane. That was a highlight of our life when you came on our podcast and talked about your gravelly lip line. This helps with that a lot. And it has a beautiful little silver cooling tip and moisturizing. And it's just a gorgeous product. So no, it does not rival actual lip filler, though if you bought enough of them, the price of it does. But I really like it. So congrats to you, Tina. Raise a wand to your plasma lip compound. Put it on before you get your beauty sleep. wake up with little plump, dewy lips. And put your urea cream on, get plump, dewy hoofers.
Oh, yeah, before bed.
Yeah, we'll see urea, you.
Maybe a sock. Go to sleep.
Yeah, go to sleep.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.